This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. We have our first reports tonight of U.S. troops involved in combat on the ground in Afghanistan. The Associated Press is quoting unnamed U.S. sources saying a new phase in the war on terrorism has begun. NPR's national security correspondent Tom Gelton joins us now. Tom, what can you tell us?
Linda, we are being told that a ground operation of some kind involving U.S. troops is underway in Afghanistan. I'm not sure how many or where or what exactly. These reports tonight that you referred to speak of actual combat somewhere in southern Afghanistan involving 100 or possibly more U.S. commandos. I just can't confirm that. Obviously, what we'd all like to know is whether U.S. troops have a bead on where Osama bin Laden is and whether this, in fact, is about some effort to get him. But I just don't know. I just don't know, and no one has reported that. As I say, something is happening on the ground tonight. U.S. forces are involved. That is from Pentagon sources. But beyond that, I just can't say right now.
Tom, we've certainly heard a fair amount in recent days about U.S. special forces going into Afghanistan. Is that what this is?
Yeah, what's interesting here, Linda, is to the extent to which senior administration officials from President Bush on down have in fact telegraphed this operation, basically promising that it would happen at some point. I mean, President Bush just today, for example, said, "Let me reiterate what I've told the American people and the world. We will use whatever means are necessary to achieve our objective." We had the Deputy Director of Operations for the Joint Staff at the Pentagon briefing today. He made a very strong case for why U.S. Special Forces need to be used in this campaign, talking about what they could contribute, their, in his words, tremendous capability to gather intelligence, their capability to train other fighters. We also had Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld saying today that there is good coordination right now from the air with the ground in some places, particularly in the north. Now, whenever the United States has coordinated its actions with those of a rebel group, there have been U.S. operatives on the ground. So there really has been very little suspense that special forces would be a part of that. The other thing we've learned is that U.S. special forces are already in the region on board the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk and also in Pakistan and Uzbekistan. So we've certainly been prepared for this, but this seems to be the action that has been referred to up until now only obliquely.
Tom, assuming U.S. forces are now engaged on the ground, what difference does that make as far as the war on terrorism goes?
Linda, from a military sense, it could make a tremendous difference. The U.S. forces, of course, have technology that will make them an extremely formidable adversary. They can operate at night. In fact, a lot of these commando units specialize in operating at night, which is something that the Taliban forces obviously cannot do. They've got all the technology that they can bring to bear. The helicopter capability will all be very important. The question and the potential downside is what political effect this will have. Right now, there's a kind of a fragile anti-Taliban feeling, particularly in the South, a lot of dissident elements that are willing to oppose the Taliban. The big question is whether, if in fact U.S. troops are now engaged in combat with the Taliban, whether the Taliban will be able to rally some support behind them, because there's a lot of feeling in Afghanistan that foreign forces are not welcome there. So I think that's the big question mark, Linda.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Tom Gelton, our national security correspondent, reporting.